Weiter sagt the Mishnah, Masechtas Mayit Katan, Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel. If someone's payers are laying in a place where they're not guarded, you can bring them in to your house, a chalamayit. It's not easy to schlep payers into a house, but this is a davar avet. Sagt the Mishnah, Machnis Adam Peiraisav, a person can bring in his payers mipnei haganavim, to protect them from ganavim. Although the Gemara says, if it's possible to bring them in, bitzina, where it's not a public show, you have to do it in such a way where people don't see. We don't want others to learn from this, and they'll come to be matir to do work in chalamayit, even though it's not a davar avet. And of course, if the payers are laying in a place where there's no danger of ganavim stealing them, then you can't bring in all of the payers. You can only bring in what you need for yamtiv. Vayter zak the Mishnah v'shoyla pishtani min hamishra. In order to process flax, you have to put them into water, and they soak in the water. If you leave it too long in the water, you really won't have what to take out afterward. It'll be useless. So therefore, v'shoyla pishtani, it's mutter, to bring up his flax min hamishra, from the water that it's soaking in, b'shvil shalai soivet, so it shouldn't get lost. Anything you scoop up from water, says the Batanur, is referred to as shayla. Ubilvad, provided shalai chavin es melachta b'mayet. In other words, you can't start this work of putting the pishtan into the water so close to yamta that you know you're going to have to finish during chalamayet. A person can't say, ooh, let me start now, and chalamayet, I'll take it out, because it'll be a dover of it. If I don't take it out of chalamayet, it's going to get ruined. You can't go with that cheshmet to start with. It's only if b'di'avad it happened that way. The kula, in regard to all the things that are mutra and chalamayit because they're a davara of it. Im kivnu melachton b'mayit, if you bedavka left it b'kavana for chalamayit, to do it a chalamayit, yoyvedu. Then Bezin says you're going to have to lose it. That's a kanas, that's a penalty that Bezin puts on people that are mizalzel and yamtiv. Okay, so in our Mishnah we learned the person can bring his peiros into his house if you're scared ganavim are going to take it. For that matter, you can lift the pishtan out of the water that it's soaking in. It shouldn't get lost. But this is only if it just happened to be this way. It's chalamay, the pears are outside, I didn't plan it this way. It's chalamay, the pishtan is soaking in the water, I didn't plan it this way. But if you planned it this way and you said, oh, how convenient, I'll work things out that it should be a davar aved on chalamay, and therefore I'll be able to take it out, then Bezin says, guess what? You can't take it out.